I currently have my air conditioner off. We're going to see if that lasts because I'm already starting to sweat a little bit.
Is it hot? Is it hot in New York?
It's pretty hot. It is like 81 degrees out today in sunny, sunny New York. Yeah, I don't mind it, but it gets so warm. It's strangely, hi Vanya, how are you? We didn't really say hello or anything.
Oh my God, hi Mike. Hi Mike Jensen. I'm good. How are you doing?
We just like took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know if it's that my room is situated, my room isn't perfectly square. Like it's like a square when one corner has been flattened. And that corner just happens to face the sun. So I feel like all day, like the first half of the day, the sun is just like warming my room. It gets very warm in my bedroom is what I'm trying to say. And it's it feels inappropriate because I already run so warm.
Yeah, that's not fair.
It's not fair at all.
I have thoughts on how to fix that for you, but I'm always trying to fix everybody's lives. Here we go. Let's get you some blackout curtains for one.
Well, you know what? I used to, and it's so funny because I haven't gotten rid of them. I used to have curtains that really were, they were like double layer, like no sunlight. No sunlight could permeate them. And I, in an effort to feel like a grown-up or feel fancy or something, I bought blinds. And they're like nice, like wooden slatted blinds.
Pretty.
They look really pretty. Yeah, they're so much nicer visually than the curtains were. But
maybe you need both.
They don't really... Maybe I need both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I haven't thrown them away. Like they're folded up on a shelf behind me that I keep thinking like, just get rid of them. Just get rid of them. But I feel like there's part of me that's like, no, you kind of want to put them back up. Maybe you won't ever
summer,
get rid of them.
You know, just so think we'll about, say. You know, being eco-friendly and also cooler.
Right.
Sorry about that. I have a lamp that buzzes sometimes. So you would get me back and it'd be like, which would be annoying for everyone involved.
I used to, you know this, we both used to work on a podcast called Theater People.
Yes.
And I'll always think of one interview that I was sitting in on, and it was Annalee Ashford. We sat in, we got to go to...
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's so good. And she's so funny. And she's so like warm and charming and like lovely in person. But she kept hearing like a buzzing noise. We were in her dressing room at, I think it was the Court Theater, and we would be talking, and you would just see the look on her face, and she would just like get up and like unplug something and then like come and sit back down again. She was like, there's just a buzzing noise happened, which I always think of, and it makes
That's
me
so
chuckle.
Funny. I interviewed Annalee Ashford, or I was in that one of our first ones too. She's amazing. Sorry, I just love her so much.
Oh yeah, yeah, because she did a really, really, that was before I was even involved in the podcast.
Yeah.
She was one of the really, really early ones, right? When she was doing Kinky Boots.
Exactly. She might have been our third interview.
Yeah, that was super early on. We did an interview with her. I sat in on an interview with her when she was doing Sylvia.
Oh, fun.
The play about the where the dog talks.
Cute.
And she was a very, very good Sylvia.
She's such a great actress. I'd like to see her more.
She's so funny. You know, she's on a TV show right now called Be Positive, and it's sort of a strange, like it's about a woman who decides to give her kidney to this man that she doesn't know very well. And so it's sort of about like their bond and like, you know, the little foibles that happen. And I watched like the first 8 episodes and I really enjoyed it. And then for some reason, my DVR just stopped recording it.
Oh.
So I haven't seen the rest of the season, but I'll have to check it out. It's funny. I mean, it's very like CBS kind of like set up the punchline. Ha ha ha.
Right.
But her brand is so special. I think that what she gives is so.
God, I love her.
Like charming and lovely and winsome. And yeah, she's hilarious. It's a lot of talk about Annalee Ashford, but I think that
I
she
know,
deserves
sorry.
It.
I know, sorry. Hey, we love you, Annalee Ashford. There you go.
How are things in LA?
You know, everything is slowly opening up. I think, you know, you all heard the news that we can be, you know, humans in New York could be maskless in public if you are vaccinated. But in California, they are not lifting the indoor mask until June 15th, which I think is fine. I'm like, give us some time. Let us ease on into it. You know, I think like Trader Joe's and Costco is like, we're no more masks, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I like wearing my mask.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Well, actually, this is something that I'm going to talk a little bit more about later, but it's been a bit of a transition. I had a friend, our friend Eric, was visiting over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was super, super fun. But we kind of had that same conversation because like some people are wearing and some people aren't. And it's sort of a strange like transition. It was really fun. I've noticed that I mean, get ready for me next week. Because, you know, like, when yes. someone's staying, like, that's just kind of, like, all that you do is you're just, like, you kind of don't get anything done sure. that you need to get done because you're just, like, hanging out. And we just stayed up until, like, 4:30 in the morning every single day, and then I would still try to get up. So I'm very tired. I had a great weekend, but I'm like, ooh.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was super, super fun. I also, to conclude from last week, I got to do a video call with my mom for the first time ever, which was...
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was... We did it through Facebook, and we, you know, so I kind of like called her and got to talk to her, and it was nice. It was nice to finally see her again after so long. It's hard because, you know, it's been over a year. It's literally been over a year since I've seen my mom's face.
Wow, that's hard.
And, you know, she's older. And so, you know, a year is a long time. And so it was a little bit of like, oh, wow. You know, I mean, I don't know how to. It's hard for me to know how much I want to not to. I mean, you know, I'll talk to you about anything. Sometimes it's hard to know how much I want to share, because my mom's dealing with a lot of memory loss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's starting to take its toll. So that was kind of hard. You know, the fact that it's been so long and you're like, oh, yeah, no, it's that year has done things, you know, like things have changed. And it's, you know, we're all kind of as a family right now, sort of like trying to figure out what we're going to do next. And like, it's really, honestly, it's about what's best for her and what's safest for her. And mm-hmm. I just talked to her, like, I literally just got off the phone with her like an hour ago, maybe. And, you know, she always, when I talk to her, presents mostly as fine. I think that, you know, she wants to like put on the best face for me.
Sure.
So it's hard because then I have conversations with siblings about other things that I'm not aware of that are happening. And it's tough, man. It's tough as parents start getting older.
How old is she?
My mom is 78.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not ancient by any means, but is not young. No. And I had older parents. It's not the same now. It's not unusual for people to have children in their late 30s, but when my mom had me when she was 36, that was considered later in life back then, you know.
I was a geriatric pregnancy for both of my kids because I had my daughter at like 30. I got pregnant at 34 and had her at 35, I think, or something like that. And then my son at like 39. So, you know.
I think it's hilarious that they call it that.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. I also recently saw like somebody, a meme online, and it was about anyone born from between 1980 and 1985 are considered geriatric millennials. And I laugh so hard. That's the best. I'm like, that's just mean, but also it's pretty funny too.
Yeah. I think that it's funny. I've heard it referred to as elder millennial, but I think that's a little bit like, I think I'm considered an elder millennial, which is pretty funny.
Elder. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Anything fun happening over there? Like, what have you been up to this week?
You know, not really. I hate to be like, not much. I've been cleaning the house. We're still working on a paint color.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of crazy story about, like, we had saved the money to have our house painted because it is very expensive to have someone professionally come and paint your house. But we have an area where it's like, honestly, the entryway is really tall, and either I buy like a $300, maybe I should just do that. But anyways, either I buy like a $300 ladder or we get someone to paint it. So we had this person come and check it out. You know, they did like an in-person, you know, visit, and the man was maybe pushing 300 lbs. So larger person, but also seemed to be having some trouble, like kind of breathing a little. And then he said, do you want me to put on my mask? And I said, yeah, thank you. Put on your mask. You know, I don't know you, but we all had our masks on when, you know, you're coming into my home, right? And so then he's like, okay, no problem. I don't know how people feel these days. And so I was like, okay. So looks around, whatever. He's like, okay, well, I'll get you an assessment and email you back. And up until then, he'd been really responsive on email. But then after he left, I didn't hear from him for 2 weeks. And I was like, I said to my husband, I go, I think that guy died. Like, I am convinced he died because he was like so not, he did not seem well. And I'm like, in my mind, because like, why else would you not get back to me on a quote where you could be making a lot of money. Because honestly, it's going to be a couple thousand dollars, which, you know, I hate to spend that money because I actually really love painting, but I just don't think I could physically get up to the ceiling and paint. And we, at the time, we were thinking maybe we'll have the ceilings painted too, which is also a whole pain in the ace. But anyways, so I go online, Mike, and I put his name in and I put obituary and the town we're in. It does not show up, but something else pops up, and there is huge scandal around this guy. He used to be, yeah, it's kind of crazy. He used to be like a coach at a high school, got fired, basically was canceled because there's a picture of him in complete blackface in a prison suit making fun of, I don't know what exactly. And I'm like, what the holy hell is this? Then I was like, just reading more comments on Twitter, and apparently he had said for people who were protesting him something about he could use them as target practice, something awful like that, right? I'm like, oh my God. And then, so I was like, I got to find this guy on Facebook. So I put his name in on Facebook. And you know how you can set it so you can only show what you want to show. So the only thing, if you're not friends with him, you can see this rebuttal, and it's like a 3,000 word, like, it's so long about like, I'm sorry, not sorry kind of thing. And I'm just like, ew, holy, what the F? I'm like, oh my God, we just like seriously dodged a bullet. But I think part of the reason, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but my daughter, she has, because we've been putting up all of their cute art and everything all over the walls, like it's everywhere, because I'm like, we're gonna paint, let's just like make it cute and happy in here. And she has this huge poster that she made, like Black Lives Matter, and it's so cute, it's wonderful. And I wonder if he saw that and was like, these people are, I only like racist people. I don't really know, like I'm like, because why wouldn't he get back to me about,
right?
I don't know. That's the weirdest thing that happened to me this week. And I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna talk about it, but I was like, it is so, I was like, what? And then I felt bad too, because you see his picture with his kids and his wife and they look like nice people, but you can't hate people and expect other people to be like, oh, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean?
Right. Or like, you can't hate people and expect it to be like, well, that's just your freedom of speech.
Exactly.
Like, it's not the same. It's not the same thing. Yeah, it's your, but that's my whole thing on, because I'm not saying that I'm, you know, fond of cancel culture, but I think that there's cancel culture, and then I think that there's consequences for your actions.
Absolutely. Yes. That's how I feel about it too.
Like, those are two different concepts.
And yeah. Then I'm like, what if he does eventually email me back with a quote? And then, but I doubt, it's been weeks at this point, but it was such a bizarre experience. And I literally was like, thought this guy had passed away.
Right.
Just because he was like, he seemed like he was having an asthma attack in our house. I don't know. Good Lord. God help us. So that was my week.
That's pretty nuts.
What are you digging this week? Anything special? Anything?
Yeah, my digging is so tough because we're going to talk so much more about it later.
Okay.
But I'm sort of, in a way, I guess what I'll say is, blanketly, I am continuing to dig a lot of the things that we've already talked about. We're going to get to our big one later.
Yeah.
We had like the fifth episode of Mayor of Easttown happened a couple days ago. And I'm still super into that show. I do also want to say that, like, a month ago, the thing that I was digging was me being like cautiously digging the TV show Clarice.
Oh, right.
And what I do want to say, yeah, I do want to say that for anyone that has thought about checking it out, I can fairly enthusiastically now say that I'm very much enjoying it. Yeah, like right around like episode 7 or 8, a thing happens where you kind of saw the show like, this is what we are. Like, this is, it almost like it redefined itself, but in like the coolest way, where it was like, this is the mission, this is what we're doing. And I definitely like wanted to bring, I think I meant to bring it up last week, that I was like, yeah, if you're thinking about it, once again, I know it's not for everyone. It is a little gruesome.
Right.
It does have a little bit of the artsy flourish that I think that they're toning down now. I think that it's becoming a little more grounded as it's gone along.
Okay.
Less new things, more of like, hey, the things that I was digging, I'm still digging. So, So there you go. A little encouragement on if you've been thinking about any of the things that I've talked about in the past.
I like
so
it.
That's a little vague. And once again, we're going to get to the big one in a minute because we're going to have a whole conversation about it.
That's our topic today, guys.
That's our topic.
You'll see.
So just wait. So what? How about Anything for you in particular this week, Vanya?
Yeah, I have been digging. Lately, HBO is really, really calling to me. So they have old episodes, and I don't even know how far it goes, but there's a reality TV show, because I'm always bringing it back to reality TV, called The Great Pottery Throwdown. Heyo, I'm so cool.
Okay.
So if you've ever watched A Great British Bake Off, it has similar qualities to how kind people are to each other, how much characters everybody is. And, you know, there's competition. And in high school, we had this like amazing pottery department. So that was one of the electives you could take in high school. And our teacher, she was amazing. Her name was Miss Gravensland, and then also Mr. Holmquist. Those were the two pottery teachers. And I took it throughout my whole high school career. So I know a lot of the terms, you know, that they talk about, like throwing the pot and like, I mean, all of the different stages that making a pot entails. And I really love design stuff. So I love that. I love that. So I'm not sure if you don't know about pottery, if you like it, but I kind of feel like you would. Because throwing a pot or doing a pot on the wheel is so hard. I have cried at the wheel quite a few times. And I remember there was one time in my life when I sat down at the wheel in high school, and I said to my, sometimes I do weird messed up shit like this. I was like, there's a man who's going to put a bullet to your entire family's head if you can't center this pot. And so I put that pressure on myself. I'm like, okay, I have to center this pot or my family dies. And guess what, Mike? My family died in this scenario because I couldn't center the pot. And I was so frustrated and upset because it is an obvious, and not, maybe not obviously, but in my mind, it was like I was trying to focus and pressure. But really, when you're doing something that you really have to be zen about it and really just like, but the character. Yeah. So in the show, The Great Pottery Throwdown, I don't know. It gives me all those feels when I've had a rough day and I want to watch something that's not so intense. So that was good for me. And then I have one other thing that I'm digging.
I love it.
Wait, first, before I go, did you ever do pottery in high school? Did you guys have a department?
You know, I don't think that I did it in high school. I also love, it sounds like such a quaint notion that like pottery was important enough that your school had to have two teachers for it. Like that I just know. Feels like like old timey, like, well, we can't have one pottery teacher, you know?
Yeah.
I know that I've done pottery. I feel like I did it when I was really, really young.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like we did that thing like you made a mug for your mom kind of thing.
Sure. I love playing with clay, too.
I find it really interesting. I think that it sounds really, I've watched it. Like, there was the video, and it was really just because the guy was really hot and wasn't wearing a shirt. But it was, like, him, like, making different things out of pottery. I was like, yes, I'm watching this for the pottery.
Yeah.
But I find it fascinating. Like, I think it's really, like, people that do it well, I think it's really, it's, like, sort of, it's actually honestly beautiful. Yeah. Like, it's beautiful to watch it happening.
And it's hard to do well. And then it needs to go through a session of, like, drying where you, and then it goes through the first kiln, and you,
right.
Between all these little steps, you can put more decoration on it and different things. And then you have the glazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have one more thing that I am digging. I watched this documentary on HBO. Again, HBO. Thank you. HBO Max.
No, I'm going to talk about it too. It's all HBO today. It's a lot of HBO happening today.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I was watching The Crime of the Century, about the opioid. Is that what you were going to talk about, or were you going to not dig that?
We're going to segue from yours right into mine, because I was going to.
I won't say much, but I'll just say this. I put it, because I was solo parenting this weekend, and it's really not something you necessarily want to have blazing in the house with the kids running around. So I put my headphones in, and I cleaned while I watched it on my iPhone, and it is so fascinating. I feel like I learned a lot, and I feel like angry, but it was, I'm going to say, please watch it. I think it's really important to watch, and I'll let you take it away with what you could do without.
Yeah, it's a fascinating documentary. I 100% feel like I learned so much. It's not even like could do without. There are two things that I want to talk about, but they're both more of like things that I'm sort of like wrestling with because I don't understand why no one's in jail.
Right.
And I am not like, if we put drug kingpins who, like, sell heroin or cocaine or, like, heaven forbid, like, back in the day, you know, marijuana, like, we put people in jail for pushing drugs. We put people in prison for selling drugs. So I don't understand. Like, it, I literally watch. Also, why is anything named after a Sackler? I get it's because they're billionaires and they brand things and they put their names on things. Mm-hmm. Take those names off of things. Nothing should be named after a Sackler. Like, that. That name should be synonymous with greed, with devastation, with murder. Mm-hmm. These are people that did horrible things knowing they were doing horrible things, and nothing should be named after them. So that's kind of what I could do without. I could do without ever having to see the Sackler name on, like, a auditorium. Yeah, let's start that. That's a movement that I could get behind. Let's start taking these names off of things. Yeah,
absolutely.
But I am on your side, though, as far as, like, you should watch it. Like, it is definitely a documentary that I watched and had about 1,000, like, mind explosion moments of, like, what? Like,
yep.
That's what that is? Like, it was pretty, and I knew a good amount. Like, I'm fairly up to date on most of it, but I still was really, like, shocked and amazed by it. The other thing is just something that we've sort of already talked about that I wanted to bring up, and it's just a thing that I'm struggling with, and that is the mask thing. You know, I was walking, you know, I left my apartment building with Eric, who was visiting, and we were walking to where we were going to have brunch, and he wasn't wearing a mask, and I was at first, and I was kind of like, this isn't judgment, like, I just have it on because I'm so used to having it on. And then I made myself take it off, and it was fine. And I'm not saying that you should make yourself take off, like, if you want to wear a mask in public, you should still wear a mask in public, but it was a weird mind thing of, like, at some point, we are going to not be wearing masks. At some point, that will be back to being normal. But it's a struggle.
In New York, it's okay to go indoors if you're vaccinated, right? Or without a mask.
Yeah, we're still, like, at my restaurant, we're still, like, if you're just wandering through the restaurant, like, if you're going to the restroom, we ask that you put your mask back on.
Okay.
I am at this point at my tables not having, you know, like, some people are still, like, throwing them on when I come to take an order, and some people aren't. And I'm not worrying about that anymore. I'm kind of in a space of, like, well, we are in a space now where you don't have to have it on. I think that New York's infection rate is, like, below 1% now, so it's super low.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I'll be very curious. I mean, I know I've been reading up on, like, my flight that I'll be taking next week, and, like, you are still wearing masks in the airport. So I don't know, like, are airports not at all serving food anymore? I don't know if airlines are not doing any kind of refreshment, and I don't care. Like, I'm fully prepared to, like, eat food, get to the airport, get off in California, and then we'll go get food somewhere. Like, I'll be fine for that.
I'm immediately taking you to get food. That's what's happening as soon as you get off the airport or, you know, out of there.
Super looking forward to it. But yeah, that'll be an interesting adventure because I haven't flown during this period of time. Like, I haven't really done a ton of traveling. So that's all. It's not even a could do without. It's just like just a thing that I am currently struggling with. I'm honestly trying to have my mask off more often when I'm outside just to, like, this is fine. This is normal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there you go.
Totally understand where you're coming from. But I've decided I'm going to really try to listen to science or listen to what they said and believe them. And it's a little tougher us because we have the little ones, you know, and they are not vaccinated. So that's just, you know, just interesting. Obviously, like, we went to the playground the other day and my kids were the only two with masks on and they wanted to take them off. And I was like, absolutely not. You put that mask over your nose right now. You know, I'm like, get over here. Because eventually, you know, eventually they will be vaccinated, but they're not yet. But I will say I did, like, I went on a walk this morning and I've finally this week, I just said I'm not wearing a mask to myself because I am fully vaccinated. So and also the, you know, transmission rate outside is exceptionally low, even if you have two people who one had it, one, you know, didn't. So anyways, I hear and feel you, and we will eventually, you know, not be wearing masks. But I will say, when I fly, I think I'm going to, because I always get sick on planes after, you know, and it's just like, whatever's in the air, might as well.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how the world evolves.
So what I could do without, because I didn't really have anything overwhelming. But I really need to figure out how to get better rest. I'm frustrated because I can't seem to feel well rested. And maybe that's just part of getting older. It's like you never wake up with it. And also, I don't know if I've ever been a person who wakes up with a spring in my step. Maybe it takes me a little bit. But yeah, I could do without that. I need to figure out a better routine. But also, I think I have so much FOMO that is just like a constant, it might be part of being having anxiety, but like going, once I put the kids to bed, I'm like, I need to catch up on this or I need to do this. I can't just lay down.
Yeah.
It's tough, Mike. And I feel like I want to be well rested and healthy and, you know, as healthy as I can be right now. But yeah. It's especially, I know you were real super tired a couple weeks ago, and I'm feeling that a little bit this week too, because I want to be ready for when you come and I want to have all this energy. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to drink more water. I don't know. Supplements. I don't take a vitamin. I don't know. Maybe I should take some vitamins. That's all. Nothing exciting.
I don't take a vitamin either. I feel like I eat fairly healthily. So in my mind, I'm like, I don't need vitamins because I eat same good food. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, maybe I should be on something. I'm the same way. I mean, I think part of it because, you know, having a friend visit this last week, we just stayed up so late every night. And then
it's fun. Yeah.
We'd try to get up and do stuff. And I definitely, like yesterday, couldn't believe that I had to go to work. Like, I was so tired that I was like, how is it possible that I have to go to work now? And then, of course, the answer seems to be like, well, then when you're done with work, go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go home and go to bed. I want to go home and watch The Nevers and Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to start this other, you know, like, because once again, we talked about this before, like, that's my time. Like, that's my time to do stuff. And
right.
It's hard to convince yourself that you'll be happier tomorrow if you just go to bed.
I know.
But,
yeah.
So I'm working on it, too. We're going to have fun when I'm there no matter what.
Oh, I'm
we'll have
it.
Energy because we'll both be there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there a multivitamin that we should be taking? Maybe I should ask my friend Claire is very smart in the nutrition stuff.
Yeah,
so I can ask her.
I'd love to know. Please tell us what to do. Fix me. Somebody fix me.
So should we get to our topic now?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so just a warning to anyone listening, our topic this week is going to be the TV series, the first six episodes, the mini, the far too many, though so much happened, it doesn't feel far so many, of The Nevers on HBO, which
the
we talked
Nevers.
About a bit last week.
Yes.
The Nevers. We had our sixth episode, our little finale. So I loved that we were sort of watching it. We didn't plan this, but we were kind of watching it at the exact
That's
same
crazy.
Time.
That's crazy. I mean, I think I was 60 seconds behind you.
Literally.
I was like laughing my ass off because you were like, what the? And I'm like, seriously, what the hell is happening? In the beginning of the last episode.
Because you start it and you're like, I think that I pressed play on the wrong show.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we did. I said, hit back. What are we watching? And that was their intention, I guess. But like, we were not in old timey, you know, 1800s anymore. It was like futuristic, I don't know, like space, what the hell? And I was...
Yeah, there was like a
angry
some kind of crazy flying machine and destroyed modern day cities. And yeah, I was like, what is going on? It was so strange and so like throws you for a loop of like, what is going on? And yeah, I do want to say that we instantly met all of these new characters and we're not with them for a super long period of time. I have to say that I was sort of astonished by how quickly I cared about some of these
Me
new
too.
Characters.
Yeah, I think they did a good job in casting.
So well cast. I don't know who... Claudia Black is an Australian actress. I don't know her at all. She's done a lot of like Farscapes and like Pitch Black. Like I guess she does a lot of like the sci-fi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a compelling face.
She was amazing, you guys. She was incredible. And I feel like, well, I'm afraid to spoil too much, but let me just say.
Yeah, we're going to try to be not too, we'll try to not be too spoily.
But watch it, guys. Even if we are spoily, just watch it.
I feel like nothing we say is going to make any sense until you actually watch the episode anyway.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, just like a fascinating journey as we then did sort of like jump back into the world that we were already familiar with, but in a totally different way where you're seeing a character that you know, but you're kind of like, is this the character that I know? Is this like the person that I've been?
Yeah.
And it's not. And you sort of see how this character eventually changes and the relationships that they have that I just thought were so fascinating. And it made that opening sequence in the first episode where you go, oh, that's what was happening there. How interesting that like it all sort of like came together and made sense.
Yeah, there's four chapters in this last episode. And it's like chapter one. I just wrote chapter one, say what? That's not what it was entitled. But I was literally, I was... I was really on the fence. I'm like, this better pay off or I'm going to be so mad, because the whole time, the last five episodes, yes, we've been talking about, is it God that has put these, you know, touched people together, or is it like, what is it? Is it alien? Is it what? And we kind of got some more clues, but we were left with a lot of questions too,
right,
at the end, which I was like, I really am an impatient person, so I wish that the new season was out right now, but I thought it was a nice wrap up and incredible about Malady. It's just so hard. I could, like, we should maybe do a side one and be like, if you have watched, here we go. But she kind of created Malady.
Yeah, she did.
Once you get later.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, oof.
Yeah, it was pretty fascinating. And watching all of this character that we thought we knew, as you sort of see, and just like the sadness of her existence.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, that's so much of that to me also is just commentary on the way that women have been treated and the way that women just didn't have their any kind of agency. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't have the freedom to, like, make their own way in the world. And yeah, it was very, very well done. Once again, if you're not watching The Nevers, watch it.
We implore you. We implore you, because there's so much to talk about.
And it's not even like one thing. It's not even like, because I can say, like, it's not, I remember saying to you, I think last week, like, it doesn't seem like the kind of show that I would like. And I don't even know what I mean by that, because I totally watched Game of Thrones, and you know, we both watched that. And we started to watch Lost, but I think that we only watched like the first part of the first season, right?
Yeah, we only watched the first part of the first season. I think that would have been in the height of my ADHD, so I was having a hard time sitting down and watching anything. But
yeah, and I have watched all of it. So, like, I like the sort of puzzle shows. Like, I like the shows that are kind of mysterious.
Right.
But this isn't, it's so hard to categorize this, because it's sort of sci-fi, and it's sort of, you know, old-timey England, and it's sort of, you know, I mean, there's just so much happening. So anyway, yeah.
I'm fascinated to see what happens.
Check it out.
God, and I love the last line.
What was the last line?
It was...
Wait, can you say it?
I think I'm going to say it. And if you think it's not appropriate, then take it out. But...
Okay.
Did you think you were the only one who hitched a ride?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
Because I love, you know, I mean, for those that aren't watching, one of the lead character, they all have these sort of superhuman powers, but they're all really, most of them are like really random. Like, one girl's just big.
Yeah.
You know, and like one person can break things by touching them. And the lead, like the main character, can see the future, but she only sees like tiny glimpses, and there's no context for it. Like, she doesn't know why it's happening, doesn't even really know when it's going to happen. But she has this moment where she gets a bunch of them that all kind of happen at once. She gets like a long line of all these like flash forward moments. And one of them is a bunch of people coming to attack her. And like right after she has the moment, she stands up and that starts to happen. And she goes, oh, that bit's right now. Which I just love. I thought that was so funny.
And also one more nod to Laura Donnelly. God bless. She is
man,
such,
oh man.
Amazing actress.
She's amazing. And like the work that she gets to do in this particular episode, she plays like kind of plays like four different characters, it feels like.
Oh, guys.
And you believe all of them. Like, all of them make perfect sense. Oh, she's so good. I am obsessed with this woman. She's incredible. Yep. So there's our long talk on The Nevers. Everyone, watch it. It's six episodes. It's nothing. Sit down and watch it. You can watch it in a day.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. I promise.
And yeah, I do hope season two happens sooner rather than later, but I don't even know if they've started production on it or not. So I guess we'll wait and see.
Difficult these days. Mike, I love you. Do you have a random fact today?
My only random thing that I wanted to talk about, because I'm looking at it right now, and I just think about this moment that you're aware of, obviously, but there's a picture of the two of us, and I'm pretty sure it's when we were in Palm Springs for your birthday.
Yes.
Right? Is that right?
Yep, that's right. I have that picture.
And then the very next time that we saw each other, the next time that I came out to California, I had printed this photo and put it in a frame as a present to you. And before I could give it to you, you were like, I have a present. And you had printed the exact same photo put it in a frame to give it to me. And I was like, we're like an O. Henry story, but like the opposite, where we just end up with the exact same things because we just give each other. Anyways, I just love that. And it was such a moment for me of being like, yep, you're my friend. Like, we gave each other the exact same. Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird. That was absolutely weird. We're like, no way. No way.
Because you literally gave it to me and I was like, hold this for a second. This is for you.
And then my mind exploded and I was like, no, I can't think anymore. But no, that's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, we'll make some more memories coming up soon. Mike.
So there may not be an episode next week. Mm-hmm. There probably won't be an episode next week because I don't want to have to think about, we'll record something and then it'll be up later. But yeah, I'm going to be there. In your, literally in 7 days.
Yay!
Oh, less than that. Less than that. 6 days. Six days I'll be there.
I'm so excited, Mike.
So I'm very excited. Very excited. So no episode next week because we're going to be having too much fun.
Yay!
But we'll see. We'll talk to y'all 2 weeks from now. Yep. And I'm going to see you real soon. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
I'm so excited.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
You're like, I can't have Vanya see me like this. I'm going to Vaseline the lens. Vaseline.
I'm a very old-timey movie star that puts a little Vaseline on the lens just to make myself more presentable to the camera.
Soften it up.